It's New Year's Eve, Wednesday, December 31st, AD 2025. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard on 140 radio stations and at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Muslim extremists killed a Christian evangelist in Uganda, Africa earlier this month. Konkona Kasumu was a convert from Islam. He participated in multiple Christian-Muslim dialogues across Uganda. Several Muslims turned to Christ during one of these events on December 12th. However, angry Muslims ambushed Kasumu that evening. He later died from the injuries he sustained during the attack. A local pastor told Morningstar News, quote, "Kasumu was killed because of advancing the kingdom of God. We have lost a great man who was well-versed in both the Quran and the Bible, and use that knowledge to witness for Christ to many people," end quote. Revelation 12:11 says, "And they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death." Evangelicalism continues to grow in the historically Catholic country of Spain. Evangelical Focus reports that Christianity is the most deeply rooted among minority religions in the country. There are 4,700 evangelical places of worship in Spain this year. That's up from 3,700 places of worship 10 years ago. At the same time, secularization is advancing. Over 40% of the population in Spain now say they do not identify with any religion. Life News reports that new data from the United Kingdom government suggests at least 400 sex-selective abortions have taken place in the country. The government says killing unborn babies on the basis of their sex is illegal. However, the UK's largest abortion provider is telling women that sex-selective abortion is not illegal. Catherine Robinson with Right to Life UK noted, quote, "This report is very likely to underestimate the number of sex-selective abortions in the UK. The true scale of sex-selective abortions in the UK is in all likelihood far higher than the figures suggest," end quote. U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters on Monday that the U.S. carried out a strike on a port facility in Venezuela. He said the facility was being used to load boats with narcotics. If confirmed, this would be the first land-based attack by the U.S. in Venezuela. CNN and the New York Times report that the CIA carried out the attack with the drone strike. Evangelist Franklin Graham spoke to Fox News about rising church attendance among younger generations. Data shows that millennials and Gen Z lead monthly church attendance compared to other generations. Listen to comments from Graham.
"I think Gen Z and millennials have been fed the lie of socialism, and socialism is basically anti-God. They've been turned off, I think, by this, and they're asking themselves, there's got to be something more. Yes, they're going to church, but Bible sales are up. So they're buying Bibles, they're reading for themselves."
Kentucky restored a permanent monument of the Ten Commandments to the state capitol grounds earlier this month. The monument was put up in 1971. It was moved for construction in the 1980s. The legislature passed a resolution to restore it in 2000. However, a federal appeals court order kept the monument from being displayed until recently. First Liberty was involved in the legal case to restore the monument. Roger Byron, senior counsel for First Liberty, said, quote, "We congratulate the people of Kentucky for restoring a part of their history. There is a long tradition of public monuments like this one that recognize the unique and important role the Ten Commandments have played in state and national history," end quote. And finally, the Kamba people of Ghana, Africa, received their complete Bible last month after years of translation work. Missionary work among the Kamba people began in the 1950s. In 2005, Lutheran Bible translators began to translate the New Testament, which was completed in 2014. The Old Testament translation began in 2015. Now, they have the entire Bible. One of the translators said, quote, "Reading the Bible has become part of my people. They are reading it day in and day out, and they have taken it upon themselves to do so. They have learned to read, and now they can go out and preach because they can read the Bible, something they were unable to do in the past, end quote. Romans 10:15 says, "How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things." And that's the worldview on this New Year's Eve, Wednesday, December 31st, in the year of our Lord, 2025. Follow us on X or subscribe for free by Spotify, Amazon Music, or by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.
This has been a production of the Generations Media Network. For more information, go to generations.org/media.